This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The SpaceX capsule carrying astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley has splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico, completing the first private industry trip to orbit by U.S. astronauts. At last report, boats were racing toward the SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule to pull it out of the water and bring the astronauts to shore after a 63-day mission. White House Coronavirus Task Force leader Dr. Deborah Birx says widespread coronavirus infections in urban and rural America mark a new phase for the pandemic. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union Sunday morning, Birx said, quote, "What we are seeing today is different from March and April. It's extraordinarily widespread," end quote. She urged people to wear face masks and to observe social distancing. Birx's comments came as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi appeared on an ABC News talk show saying that she doesn't have faith in Dr. Birx, whom she ties to misinformation spread by U.S. President Donald Trump. The United States has the world's biggest number of cases of coronavirus at 4.6 million, or one quarter of the total cases in the world, more than 154,000 deaths. In Germany, thousands have converged in Berlin to protest their country's coronavirus restrictions at a demonstration proclaiming the end of the pandemic has arrived. The protest comes as German authorities are voicing increased concerns about an uptick in new infections. Travelers entering from France from 16 countries, entering France from 16 countries, rather, where the coronavirus is circulating widely, are having to undergo virus tests upon arrival at French airports and ports. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.